Welcome to Hasidut Daily, 2 minutes of inspiration with Eli the Jew.
Shalom, shalom, my friends. Hope everyone's doing well. I want to share with you a quick thought. This week's Torah portion, we start over again, Parshat Bereshit. And it starts off by saying, you know, you look at the first three words of the Torah, Bereshit, Bara Elokim, in the beginning God created. And if you look at the end letters of each of those words, Bereshit, Bara Elokim, you see the end, the last letter of Bereshit is Tav. The last letter of Bara is Aleph. And the last letter of Elokim is Mem. Those three letters can be arranged to spell Emet, truth. Now, also, if you look at the end of the creation story, right, that's the beginning of the creation story. If you look at the end of the creation story, it finishes with the words Asher Bara Elokim Lasot. If you look at the last letters of the last three words over there, it's Bara Elokim Lasot. Bara Aleph Elokim Mem Lasot Tav. Again, the same three last letters, right? Also, the word spelling the word emet, which means truth. So now, the Beis Avram of Slanim explains that this teaches you that, you know, there's a teaching in the Talmud that a person is a miniature world. So we see that the beginning of the world was with, the beginning of creation of the world was with truth. The end of the creation of the world was with truth. And so he says the same thing applies to our lives. The beginning of a person's life, you know, a kid has a certain naivety, right? Kid will always say, you know, the truth of what they think and what's on their mind, right? There used to be a phrase, I think, from some show or something, kids say the darndest things, right? What does that mean? That they say the truth. It's just society has dictated that maybe that's not the best time to say it. But they say the truth of what they see, the truth of what they feel. There's a certain simple truth there. And also, at the end of a person's life, also, right, a person typically will admit to the truth. All the nonsenses fall away, all the things that he or she was occupying their time with, the things that they made to be as if they're important, all of that falls away at the end when an adult, you know, the adult truth is perhaps a little bit more complex to a certain extent, it was definitely with more wisdom. But it's truth in the end. And all the other nonsense falls away. And so the Beis Avraham of Slanim says it's our job in the middle of life to draw from the simple truth of a child and the deeper and wiser, more complex truth of an adult, to draw from both of those into the everyday of our life, into the middle of our life, to live with those truths, to live with those perspectives, and have them at the root of our actions and the way we run our life day in and day out. And this way we will live a life of truth and a life of meaning. Have a wonderful day, my friends, and a wonderful new cycle to the reading of the Torah portions.
Thank you for listening to the Hasidus Daily Podcast. For more inspirational content, including books, audio, and video presentations, visit ellythejew.com.